I got a new poem here. You want to try it?
Yeah!
It goes, now that we got some beer in our belly, it's time for the ballad of Robocock and Neutron Nelly. He had a job in a factory. He worked on the line till the accident happened. It was on overtime. He got a boner at midnight, tried to jerk off, but the foreman was coming. He heard the dick cough. He tried to stuff it back into his pants, but the buzzsaw was humming. His dick stood no chance. Not only his cock, but his left fucking ball bounced off the floor as his sperm hit the wall. Now the miracles of modern medicine are many, but they couldn't fix his cock. There just wasn't any. So they got some steel and they got some wire and they got some coals from a pig roasting fire. They used hydraulics to make it rise. And believe me, ladies, they gave it some size. When the nurses first saw it, they went into shock. They turned him from a no-dick to the great Robocock. They pumped in some 1040. That steel shaft felt fine. A nurse that bent over soon heard that cock whine. He leaped out of bed and pumped that RN. He cornholed a doctor, then pumped her again. He did rhinos, giraffes, and elephants too. To tell you the truth, he fucked the San Diego Zoo. On the CBS News, they could tell he was hung as he blew a fresh load into Connie Chung's lung. This all was a general impression, so the UN Security Council held an emergency session. There's one hope left, said the delegate from China. Our scientists have created the ultimate vagina. She was a broken down hag when she crawled through the door, a festering crotch hole with fungus galore. So we riveted in a pneumatic pump and primed it with waste from a chemical dump. She has a galvanized slit that turns cocks to jelly. She's an industrial whore named a Neutron Nelly. We should curl up her hair and give her a bath and strategically place her in Robocock's path. They found him in Alaska, fucking Kodiak bears. His crotch was matted with old seal hairs. Two workers were injured, but now they're just fine. They mistook his dick for the Alaskan pipeline. There stood these two horny fucking machines. He rolled back her cunt lips like a can of sardines. He straddled her head so his asshole would face her. He cut loose a fart that melted a glacier. He fucked her from Nome all the way to Tibet. She said, if you keep it up, you might get me wet. The whole earth shook. The orgasm was global. The meltdown was worse than that day in Chernobyl. Someday Jacques Cousteau may find in the ocean two fucking machines in perpetual motion. For from that day forward, he was locked in her crack. Cause once you go Robocock, you never go back.